Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Monster game coming up with the Packers. You know, I think this is a chance to reverse course, to correct your trends, to show that what happened against the Giants and Bears was preventable and that we can get everybody on the same page. And how amazing would it be to be broadcasting Monday at 2-2 with the Panthers and Jets coming up in back-to-back weeks? Let's do a deep dive on how possible it is for the Cowboys offense to have success against this Packers defense with Brian Broaddus in Crusty's Corner. It's brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Crusty is going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you much for playing that, Lucius. Thank you to Dawson, Bobby, Chief. Appreciate you putting that thing together. Thank you to Reliant as well for being a part of this. All right, guys. This thing ain't all about Micah Parsons, man. They got some ball players on the side of this defense.
Do they now?
They do. And it's really going to be about how well can you handle what they throw at you. And I'm not saying throw at you from a blitz standpoint. I'm just saying, are you ready to play against a defense that will rush four? And the linebackers do a good job of getting downhill and playing the run. When you talk about Walker and Cooper.
Walker is a big hitter.
Yeah.
I freaking wanted Cooper, man, when they traded Micah. Why didn't we get that guy?
It is. Yeah, that would have been a nice get.
Kenny Clark's been pretty damn good, though. They're their best defensive player.
I don't disagree.
Get them both.
I kind of feel like, though, this secondary, it's kind of the no-name group. When you start to really dive in, there's not really a superstar player. Xavier McKinney at safety, I think, is pretty good. But Evan Williams, who plays free safety, I just think he is okay. And I'm not going to sit there and say they're really great at safety, but I will say McKinney does have my respect.
They don't have a lot of work to do often.
Yeah, Nixon and Hobbs are the corners with Bullard as the nickel. And so, yeah.
My guy, Javon Bullard.
And we'll see every once in a while. You'll see Valentine in there as well, number 24. But it's a secondary that's really kind of feasted benefited because of how good the front is. And I say the front, I'm talking about their ability to rush the passer. They've got several edges that can rotate. The things that people have done, Micah didn't play as much in the Detroit game opening day, but he did play quite a bit against the Commanders, and he did play quite a bit against the Browns. I think against the Browns, he was playing hurt. His back was kind of acting up on him. There were a couple of times where they were chipping him. And, you know, sometimes Micah takes some funny hits when they chip him.
Yeah.
And you could tell his back. It was like he was running, and he all of a sudden that just quick stop. Because somebody hit him, and then it kind of jolts him a little bit.
Get him to take a knee a couple times.
Yeah, he pulled himself out of a couple of, but their pass rush with Gary and Parsons.
I was impressed with Van Ness against
Van Ness. Yeah,
Van Ness played really well.
See, and talking to my guys in Green Bay about Van Ness, they were thinking even before the season, they were thinking that Van Ness. It's kind of that, you know, in the media and stuff when it's like, oh, this guy's breakout. This is going to be a breakout guy. This breakout guy. They were really, really talking him up that, like, he was going to make that jump. I mean, he was a first-round pick in 2023, and they've kind of been waiting for him to do that. But everybody in Green Bay thought this would be the year, and then, boom, what do? They go trade for Micah Parsons. So now they've got some legitimate, the pass rush guys to do
he
that.
He looks the part.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Rashawn Gary has benefited the most. I think Gary's got 4.5 sacks right now.
Yeah, Gary's a very explosive player. And when it's, when we watch these players that the way that they come off the ball, and it's like they gain so much ground on that first step.
Yeah.
So like he's on the corner, and then he's. Now he's working to get around.
Making it so tough to get hands on him.
Oh no,
linemen.
It's crazy. You know, the really good pass rushers have that ability to gain a lot of ground and get right on that blocker and get to the corner, and then either dip it or just push you back. And Gary's got that. He's got that explosive step. Him, Parsons. We all know about Parsons and stuff like that. I'm interested to see what happens with Wyatt. The defensive tackle, he's a little bit nicked up right now. So their defensive tackle, him and Carl Brooks are the two inside guys. And I feel like they're pretty good players, but it's the ends, it's the linebackers, and it's really the one safety. I mentioned about the cloud coverage, talking about cloud. It's that look where you can play two deep out of it, and then you play the corner back and the safety down. So keep an eye on that. You know, sometimes Dak loses track of where guys are. They're going to try and fool him with this cloud coverage, which they play about 36% of the time. You could see it on tape where, you know, usually the corners, you know, the corner's got that, you know, he's playing short and then the safety's playing back. Well, with the cloud, they flip it to try and make you give it just a little bit of a different look. You're going to get zone about 80% of the time against these guys. They're going to play a lot of cover three. That's really that's the single high with the two corners. Four-man rush is really what is their biggest thing. And they're going to blitz. Their big blitz down when they do blitz is going to be the third down. That's right around 32% is what the metrics say there. So that's kind of where their defense is at. The running aspect of this defense, like I say, I'm going to do things to try and take the ball at Micah Parsons in this one. And Dawson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Like we talked about yesterday, when he's the backside, I'm going to try my best to be able to kind of try and take him out of the game with blocks, just continually chip him during the game. If you're going away from him, put a guy on him. If it's at him, put a guy on him. Just make him have to defend blocks the whole day. I would go, I'd hit him high and I'd hit him down low. I'd try and cut him, make him play with his hands down. That will slow him up a little bit. We've seen some teams do that to him before, where he'll come around the end and then they try and cut him. And now he's very mindful of like, oh, wait a minute. I could get, you know, if I come flying around that corner, I could get cut by somebody. So I would make sure that I do stuff like that in this football.
A lot
game.
Of span forward on him, maybe even some Hunter Lipke making his money.
If you take the ball at him, it's try, you know, tie it in with the tackle, try and push him, just try and push him, and then make him have to come off with his sore back. Make him have to come off and try and reach a block as he's reach for a tackle. As he's playing the block, that's not be a way to kind of get him out of there. But nobody, like I say, they're the 30th ranked team in the NFL with rushing attempts against them. They get teams that get behind in games and they just have to throw the football. I'll be interested to see if Dallas could be able to handle this. But they're one of the best in the league. Matter of fact, not one of the best. They are the best in the league when it comes to successful runs. I mentioned they're right about 24%, which is the it's first. Their run steps are right around 18%. Those are plays at the line of scrimmage or negative plays. And then when you're trying to run outside against these guys, it's been kind of a trouble because teams have run the ball 34 times against them for only 134 yards.
Yeah, watching Cleveland, Judkins, it was the interior runs.
It was the interior
that
runs.
They seem to have the most success with.
Yeah. So that's kind of where they're at. And then now you have to kind of figure out, you know, when we talked about this yesterday, where do you want Micah Parsons to rush from? If you're the Cowboys, how do you try and set things up to maybe make him have to, you know, can you make sure he's on the outside? Does that help you? Or do you want to make sure he's on the inside? But you're going to have a plan for him. There's just, you're going to have to drag him off this field in this football game. But I did notice, like I say, the back was bothering him in that Cleveland game, and it was because they kept hitting him and hitting him and hitting him.
Well, that's your opportunity right there, I think, is to run at him. Let me ask you this. Would the Cowboys be interested in running at him so much that depending on where he's lined up, they could change the running plays, flip in a running play? Because you're going to have to run this team, I believe, if you're going to have success on him and set it up for play action passing, because it, like you mentioned, they have guys whose names I think are foreign to the average Cowboys fan who will be in Dak's face.
Yeah, that's the thing that I would try and set up is if you could get some running game going. But the problem with this, it does kill clock, but man, you can't kick field goals, especially with the way. Now, if you could tell me your defense could get one or two stops a half, you know, if you get maybe two stops, three stops, make them punt at least three times, you know, that's kind of your path for victory. But the teams that Dallas has had trouble with are the ones that have been able to score basically on every possession or near every possession, and now they're having to chase and it takes them out of that running game stuff.
I mean, I know we have to consider it, but with a compromised offensive line, Jordan Love with Reed out, They should not have the weapons to light you up. If they're going to go out there and light you up and you're worried about kicking a field goal on one possession, so you got to go for it on fourth and six because you're terrified of them holding the ball, just pack it up and go home.
I would play, if I'm shoddy, I kind of coach this game differently. I'm more interested in maybe taking a Dan Campbell approach.
Yeah.
You know, now, their defense, I think, is good. Their offense, as you mentioned, Dawson, lacks some weapons right now. I do worry about the tight ends, but maybe it's one of those things where you Dan Campbell this thing up and just try your best to keep going for it on fourth down and just try and hold the ball as long as you can and finish drive with some points.
And Zach Tom, his backup, Anthony Belton, and then Aaron Banks again.
They're struggling
today.
They're struggling, and that's the problem that they have. Their offensive line is really beat up, but do you have the pass rushers to be able to affect the way that they play? I think Matt Eberflus, I said it earlier, I think Matt Eberflus is going to have to maybe do some things that he's uncomfortable with. The man coverage stuff, I think he's going to have to blitz more. You know, I think he's going to have to, because you could affect Jordan Love in the pocket. There'll be some poor throws.
You're not going to be a bend but don't break defense anytime soon.
I don't think so.
What do you think about Jadeveon Clowney saying, how much of a difference could he have made against Chicago? A lot, man. Just bringing my energy, my effort out there. I think that's going to be enough for me. Just let my play do the talking. I mean, you have to hope that Clowney, Bland and Diggs, and then lessons learned from Giants and Bears. Just evaluate that. The new guys coming in with Bland rejoining the secondary and Jadeveon Clowney.
We don't
18% of your starting lineup.
Yeah, we don't know about with Clowney what you expect. You would hope that he could come in and give you something against a couple of tackles that really have struggled. But, you know, you need that. But I think you're going to need this secondary. To me personally, I'm not really interested in taking Stewart off the field at the nickel. You know, I'm more likely to keep Stewart at nickel and let Bland and Diggs play on the outside. And then we always talked about maybe using Elam in a way of maybe using him against Tucker Kraft, the tight end. Maybe put a corner, a bigger corner on Tucker Kraft and try and limit the number of passes he sees.
I mean, injuries are a big part of this equation already, just three games in. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. He previewed the Packers' offense for you yesterday. That was at 3:40 if you want to go back and watch with the Odyssey app or YouTube or whatever it is. But Cowboys Wire today, let me see if I can. This was Katie Drummond. 10 players the Cowboys are desperately waiting to return to the field. I know in the offseason I had the most unwelcome explanation for Cowboys' failure, and it was that they're basically leading the league and losing all pros and Pro Bowlers to injury over the last 4 years. I don't even know how you begin to try to fix this. Obviously, there's that annual player survey that doesn't rank their training staff very high, but I think that comes down to personnel. They did a really nice job from about 2015 to 2020 limiting the injuries, and I know they did it, you know, through the draft. It was kind of a personnel thing. But listen to this. How much would Josh Butler help? I think quite a bit. Kalen Carson, I'm not sure.
No, he's not as good as we thought he was right now.
Jonathan Mingo would help you in the running game. Mm-hmm. And then this is the top seven guys missing. Siobhan Revel, rookie corner, I think he would help, but it's hard to know for sure. Cooper Beebe is out. Perry and Winfrey, DeMarvian Overshone, Tyler Booker, Deron Bland, and C.D. Lamb. I just think as much as coaches love to say next man up, the deck is stacked significantly. It's a lot. And I'm not giving up hope. I think it's interesting that the line went up to 7.5 some books. I saw it today on Bet Online back at 6.5. Mm-hmm. I think that Cleveland loss exposed quite a bit about the Packers. They look like a runaway freight train, but now that plus the injuries, maybe the injury to Reed at wide receiver, their leading receiver from 2024, is going to make them at least beatable. If you can get some stops, all righty. We're coming back to Cross with Fred and Blake, see what they have cooking here for you coming up in the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Cowboys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.